The dog days of summer are here, and some of us are looking for entertainment. In an upcoming episode of Florida Matters, we'll be talking about staycations and be looking for your suggestions. To get you started, WUSF's Mary Shedden spoke with Sharon Kennedy Wynn, who writes things to do for the Tampa Bay Times.
Yeah, there's a couple things coming up that you should be thinking about. The Glazer Children's Museum, for one, has a new pop art exhibit. It's kind of cool. They got giant bananas hanging from the ceiling for, like, Andy Warhol, teaching kids how to do screen printing, and it's kind of cute. And there's an indoor play space, which is beautiful, and that is open until mid-August. Another one that's on, I think, for all ages is called The Art of the Brick. It's these amazing Lego sculptures by an artist named Nathan Sawaya, who has traveled the globe, and we got it here for free. The Vinnick Family Foundation actually paid to bring it here. It's through September, and I encourage anybody to go check that out.
I've heard there's long lines for that. Is that right?
Yes. On the weekends, I've been told they move fast, so keep that in mind. I would recommend going on the weekdays if you can. It's closed on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Are there some classic excursions out there, things that are really popular around Tampa Bay but we may have forgotten about?
One that I think is pretty funny that has not been lost by time is Wikiwachi, which is a bargain at $13 to get admission to a spring-fed water park and an old-fashioned mermaid show. The only thing is people are onto this bargain. They often are at capacity within a couple hours of opening.
Wikiwachi is a classic, but there's also some more natural places to go, aren't there?
Yeah, that's one thing that I really think everybody should at least see once is the springs, the natural gin-clear water of the spring. We have all these beautiful places to go tubing and kayaking. They are gorgeous. It's free, or there might be minimal park admission. The one thing, some of them do have park capacities. You do need to double check the place you want to go. I've found that Rainbow Springs has the least amount of trouble with this issue. You might want to go on a weekday or go early, but you really should see them because they're just stunningly beautiful.
There are some people, and I know many of them, who will not go outside for anything this time of year. Anything that involves fun has to involve air conditioning. What do you say for these folks? Is there something for them?
Oh, definitely. We actually have a whole air conditioning issue coming out in our weekend section. It's coming out July 27th. But among our top picks are the many museums we have here have really great cafes. So you kind of plan your day around having lunch and checking out the Tampa Museum of Art, the St. Petersburg Fine Arts Museum, the Dalí Museum. They have really good cafes inside those museums. Another one that people forget about, because the Rays are always whining about it, is we have air-conditioned baseball. Sunday at the Rays, it's free if you have at least four people in your car to park. And there's kid-friendly activities before and after the game, because it's Sunday fun days. But I was kind of like reminding people, hey, we have baseball inside here.
So even if you don't like baseball, maybe you could bring a book and enjoy some time with the friends and family.
Yes, that could be very good.
Now, Sharon, we're asking our listeners to tell us some of their favorite staycations and getaway. And I know you've lived here in the Tampa Bay area a long time. Are you willing to share your favorite secret getaway location for you and your family?
I'm not so sure it's a secret, but I am shocked at how many locals I know have been to Fort DeSoto a million times and never been to the actual fort. That shocks me because that's my favorite place to bring in out-of-towners. The kids love to climb on the cannons and go in the jails. And just even adults love that place.
Awesome. Sharon Kennedy Wynn from the Tampa Bay Times, thank you so much for giving us some motivation to go outside and have some fun.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what is your favorite getaway here in the Tampa Bay area? Share your ideas with Florida Matters, and it may be part of our upcoming show. You can email us at floridamatters@wusf.org or visit our website to join the conversation.